Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. I'll get ready. Fun and adventure. You know, we've got a theme on our show. Want to find wonderful ways to help you move through this life experience and make it better and better and better. Daily, I have a prayer. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So, oh boy, we got a job to do, and step by step, week by week, we're bringing it to you. And we want to thank, of course, our sponsor for the show, AdvancedLiving.com. AdvancedLiving.com, home of the comfort technology. It looks like a tiny digital clock, but when you plug it in, it acts like your best friend. It's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. It harmonizes energies from the electric world and helps lift healing vibrations. When you get a moment, go to AdvancedLiving.com. Today, we are in for such a treat. You know, there's so much going on in the world, and a lot of it is pretty intense. And it's kind of nice to have an opportunity to calm down, settle down, and to turn to someone where they have spent some time getting clear and getting some wonderful, wonderful messages that help us to move our lives ahead. And we are in for a big, big treat. You may have, if you saw the early version of the movie The Secret, Jerry and Esther Hicks and her work with Abraham that has been very beneficial. Well, our guest today, Jamila Shahbaz, is on a path of glory like that. She has been doing some amazing, amazing things. She's a world-renowned trance channeler, and she's a meditation therapist, an intuitive, an author, and a healer. And you are just in for a treat. She basically is there on a path of service. And she is, through some wonderful things that she'll explain, a trance channel that channels her spiritual guide, John Christopher, who is affectionately known as, of course, by the initials JC. Sound familiar? Heard those initials before? What's happening is beautifully together they're assisting people who are seeking deeper insights and clarity into the deeper meaning of their life on Earth. And her clients seek the services of the healing center that she started in Virginia, and it's from people from teenagers to seniors, male, female, all walks of life. And basically, John Christopher also assists people in remembering their sole reason why they came to Earth, which can kind of help clear up when we've gone through all kinds of confusion. So now prior to establishing this healing center, Ms. Shabazz spent years feeling like a victim of her painful life encounters. Oh, we haven't had any of those, right? Ha ha. And a particular painful experience was an abusive relationship she endured with her mother over many years. Sometimes, I'll tell you, stuck in the muck. And the beautiful thing is her spiritual guide, John Christopher, assisted her in healing that relationship by letting her know it is not possible to be a victim because you are the creator of your life. Well, he assisted her in seeing why she'd created that experience with her mother and how it was to her benefit. Uh-oh, you mean all that crud and stuff? We can actually, with some help from JC, from Jamila Shabazz, that actually turn that into a blessing in our lives? Well, that's the whole point of her visit today. And she opened, through the guidance of her spiritual guide, opened the healing center, and she's traveling the world, putting a book together, and she comes from a pretty tough background, born and raised in the South Bronx of New York, and now on a wonderful spiritual path. So get ready for some fun and adventure as we invite Jamila Shabazz. Come on in.
Thank you so much. It is such an honor, Kenneth, to be here today with you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I so appreciate having you here and of course, invite our listeners. They can find out more about you by going to www.thehealingcenterjs.com. And that JS couldn't be your initials, Jamila Shabazz, could it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so it's www.thehealingcenterjs.com. Now, would you help and clarify what exactly is it that you're doing at the Healing Center?
Yes, at the Healing Center, I am a trance channel, and that's the main service that I do at the Healing Center. And as a trance channel, I bring forth a light energy by the name of John Christopher, who comes through me and speaks through me while I am in a trance state. And when he speaks through me in this trance state, he assists clients in private sessions as well as people in workshops with shifting whatever type of energy they may desire to shift. So he deals with a lot of issues or situations, as he calls them, with the clients. It might be about relationships, careers, challenges that are on their path. He lets them see why these situations has come into their lives and why is it that they are creating it, and if necessary, how to shift the energy. Because he states that nothing is set in stone unless we set it and we don't choose to create it differently, then basically we live out that journey. So that's pretty much what I do at the Healing Center.
Oh, wow. Okay. So quite a few people can reach you through phone-in sessions. If I'm understanding, you can, people from all over the world have been calling you.
Yes, they do call the Healing Center because a lot of people, it may be, you know, a bit far to travel to the state of Virginia, so they have their session via the telephone, and it will either be an hour session or a half an hour session with Light Energy John Christopher.
Ah, okay. Well, that's wonderful. Now, I'm just wondering, you mentioned the initials JC relating to Jesus Christ, and it prompts me to ask if you believe in God or some higher spiritual power, and how does that relate to what you're doing?
Yes, I do believe in God, and thank you for asking that. I do believe in God, and I know that there are higher powers working with us as we travel this journey on earth. And from the teaching of John Christopher to me, God is within all of us, the plants, the animals, myself, yourself, and in turn, within John Christopher, the light energy that resides in a higher dimension. So this light energy that resides in the higher dimensions, through that God within that energy, assists humankind through me.
Ah, wow. Okay, now I'm curious, because I don't know if there's a particular step-by-step process that you go to when you're doing that channeling? Is there anything you can share about how that takes place for you?
Yes. When I'm getting ready to channel John Christopher's energy, I'm putting myself into an altered state of consciousness. So the first thing I do is I say a prayer. And I say a prayer. It's mainly for me. It's not something that I have to do. It's not a ritual. But I say a prayer because I am ever so grateful to be able to be a vessel to bring forth this information that John Christopher is bringing to the world through me. So I just give my gratitude, and then I begin to put myself in an altered state of consciousness, somewhat the way people would put themselves in a meditative state. The only difference is I am not conscious during the time that John Christopher has entered into my being until he leaves. So while he's there communicating with the clients or with audience members in the workshop, I am not conscious of that dialogue until I actually listen to it via the CD or watch it from a DVD.
Oh, okay. Now, in this process, or I guess there could be different ways, do you remain seated, eyes closed, eyes open, you up and moving around, or...
I'm actually sitting down, my eyes, the first thing, you know, as I'm saying the prayer, I'm closing my eyes, and I'm sitting down, and I've never moved from what I look on a DVD. John Christopher tends to move my hands, my head goes back and forth, it looks like the left foot moves constantly, like up and down. It's different things, and as a matter of fact, my youngest son asked him what, you know, why does sometimes this body part may move or that body part may move? And he explained that it's just all energy.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's not part of what's happening. And in terms of John Christopher's expressing.
Right.
Some response of your body.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I've become humbled to the place of being curious, thinking, well, there's some stuff going on out in the universe that I really don't know about. It's a big universe. I'm still trying to figure out some things in my own life. I'm still trying to find some things in my house, let alone in some of the rooms in my house. So if I can't locate that stuff, you know, it's sort of like I'm pretty sure I don't know all of the energies and dimensions and realms of the universe. And so, you know, I'm kind of thinking, well, here you are. You came to a place on your spiritual path of being able to bring forth this energy, and I don't know if you've kind of asked yourself, well, why you? How did all this come forward for you to have this work?
Yes, well, initially I was feeling that in the beginning when I was guided that they would be speaking through me and that I would be channeling. Well, initially I resisted it for about a year. I just kept saying, no, I didn't. That's not something that I was choosing to do. But when I embraced my soul's journey, I was feeling like, why me? Why, you know, why me? I mean, it seemed like I've had a lot of stuff going on in my life, and it just didn't feel in the beginning like I was worthy of such a task. And right now it makes me emotional thinking about it. Because John Christopher expressed that we are all worthy of everything that we choose to create on our lives and have on our journey. But the main energy behind all of this is that I had agreed to this prior to coming to the earth. So this was an agreement that they were reminding me of. And that's what they kept saying over that year's time. We're not telling you to do this. We're only reminding you that this is what you decided to do. And if you don't do it this life, then you'll do it the next. I decided to do it this life.
Okay. You're willing to participate this time around. Well,
yeah.
Well, there you go. I think that's a pretty neat thing. Now, I'd like to get a little bit of comment from you because there's a number of well-established religious groups on the planet, and... and most of those that I've been in contact with, they don't particularly talk about channeling is a great thing or a neat thing, and you know, it's okay to listen to someone who's a, you know, a trance channeler. So I'm just kind of wondering, how do we kind of take all that into account? You know, can someone still be of different religions but may not like this and get benefit? How do you deal with all that?
Yes, I actually get a lot of clients that call into the Healing Center from various religion backgrounds, and some of them will even say, am I doing something wrong? And what I have been guided to tell them from John Christopher was, feel what it feels like to you. If it feels like it's something that you shouldn't be doing, then go with that feeling. I never tell them, yes, you should get a session. No, you shouldn't get a session. I go with for them to feel it out, and as they feel, they will feel the connection. Every person who has ever called me from that had concerns about what their religion might think about it, they have actually called back and have had the session with JC when they begin to feel it out. And a lot of my clients are clients that I have over years. Like, they don't just get one session. They continue to get the guidance from John Christopher as they travel their journey. So that's how it's been with people from religions. And I understand how they feel, so I don't really question it. I just give the guidance that comes through to me.
Ah, okay. Well, that's important. And I'm just kind of curious, too. Don't know, when you're doing different sessions, are there ways that people can have availability if they can't get a private session? Are they able to get some of the audio or video? I'm not quite sure how you're getting the word out about John Christopher.
Yes, we actually have a CD that was released in April, and it's called Imprints of the Soul. You are the creator of your life. And this is actually a conference that was recorded in Los Angeles, California, and where audience members are asking John Christopher questions, and he began to explain a lot of different things on the CD. But the main energy that I got from listening to it was that we are not victims, and it's important that we feel empowered as we are creating our journey. And if something happens to happen on our journey, let's say we discover that we have an illness like cancer, to not go into victim mode, to realize that somehow we have created this and we can shift the energy if we choose. It's just not set in stone. So the whole energy behind the CD that I receive is to know how you are empowered to create your life.
Ah, okay.
And they can actually get that CD from going to the Healing Center's website or Amazon.com, and it's on there, and they can purchase it either way.
Oh, okay. And the name of it is, again?
Imprints of the Soul.
Imprints of the Soul. And they can get that at the www.thehealingcenterjs.com?
Yes, or they can go to Amazon.com to purchase it as well.
Okay, great. Well, that's a positive. add something like that in. Now, I'm just kind of curious, how has being a trans channel affected your personal life?
Well, my personal life I've always been very private when it comes to my personal life in general, just because of who I am. But now, as I started channeling and people ask me, what is it that I do, you know, for a living, and I don't do what I do for a living. I just feel like I'm of service to humankind. So I feel it a little differently than what people may think. But when I meet people, and let's say they're not really in favor of what I do, then that would change our, you know, interaction, because I'm very passionate about what I do, and I know that this is an honor to be of service in this way. But I haven't actually met anyone like that. My life is just kind of private, and, you know, it's just whenever I meet someone, we do have a long-standing friendship. So that's about it. Personal, real personal, as far as marriage, I'm not in a marriage. And if I meet someone who would like to potentially be my husband, then he would honor and accept my path as I honor and accept his.
Ah, okay. And I'm looking on your website, and I'm noticing under contact is a toll-free number.
Yes.
Is that okay to share with people?
Absolutely. The toll-free number is 1-888-714-6226.
Okay. And they could call to schedule a session with you, or what's a good way for them to learn a little bit more about different options?
They can actually learn a lot by just going to the Healing Center's website at www.thehealingcenterjs.com. And when they are ready to set up their session, their personal session with John Christopher, they can call the 1-800 number. Again, let me repeat that, 1-888-714-6226. And also with that number, they can find out about any workshops that are being presented in their area. And a lot of times people would like to have John Christopher come to their state or their country, and not in the form of a big workshop, but they just have maybe 5 or 10 people that they would like to get this information from John Christopher. And we also do that as well.
Oh, okay. So that's an option. And then it says that your manager is a Kevin Shabazz?
Yes, Kevin Shabazz. He manages all of my fears with the Healing Center. There's a lot going on as far as the book and so on and so forth, and he manages that. And Kevin Shabazz is actually my son that I love so much, and I thank, because he's really assisted me on my path with getting John Christopher's messages out, because he feels it's a wonderful thing for people to be empowered on their journey.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I can speak from personal experience that if my parents had it to do over again, they would have called forth a lot more information to help support them in being effective parents, because I know in their hearts that they just wanted to do everything possible to help their children, but like a mechanic without all the tools in their tool chest, they didn't have some of the training and information that was so important. And thanks to you, we're bringing forth some more important things here.
Yes, yes. And if anybody wanted to reach Kevin Shabazz for any smaller workshops or any workshops in the area or anything pertaining to the book, then they can reach Kevin Shabazz at Kevin Shabazz, S-H-A-B-A-Z-Z, at AOL.com, or they can actually go to the Healing Center's website and go to the Contact Us page, and that will link them to Kevin Shabazz.
Okay. Well, hooray. Now, I think is it that you have 3 children?
Yes, I do. I have 3 children. Kevin is the eldest, and then I have a daughter, and I have my son, who's 12.
Ah, now, and you've been doing this work for about how long?
I've been channeling John Christopher's energy for approximately 7 years, but I've been having paranormal experiences from the energies in the higher dimensions and dimensions that weren't so higher since childhood.
Ah, okay. And I'm kind of curious about, with the 3 children, how they became exposed to this aspect of your life and how they're dealing with it.
Yes, well, all my children, they're very happy and excited to get information from John Christopher. They actually, if they have a situation going on, they will set up a session to have John Christopher give them some guidance. I believe that they feel really happy that that's just between them and John Christopher, because I'm not, you know, conscious of what's going on in their conversations. So I believe that they're very happy about that. But they seem to be very happy about the path that I'm on. When I first started to tell them about it, I believe they looked at me like a little strange, but they just went with the flow of it.
Wow. I mean, to me, one of the things that I would love to hear is that while being a single mom, and we know that's hard, that through the support of your children and being open to this work of John Christopher, that that things are flowing pretty decently for you. I mean, you've been able to move out of the Bronx and start a healing center, so that seems like a good sign. And are we finding the kids being, you know, pretty happy and well adjusted? And
yes, and that's true. And it doesn't mean that because I'm bringing forth light energy, John Christopher, that I don't get the same challenges or challenges that people get. I still, you know, I'm still remembering, as John Christopher says, but I often say I'm still learning on my journey like everyone else. And I'm very grateful whenever I have a workshop and I can listen to the information and I can apply it to my life, because I'm actually still learning just like everyone else on their journey.
Mm. Ah, well, here we are, students on planet Earth. I'm enrolled in Earth University. Hey.
Exactly.
Well, I'm curious because we all would like to hear about how we could potentially benefit from some of your work by hearing how some of the people that you've worked with, how their lives have improved. Could you share some of those stories?
Yes. Well, I do receive quite a bit of mail to the Healing Center, or they'll send email through the website where they are sharing their stories of success, of what has taken place. So they'll call and they'll speak to me about some of the things that have taken place in their lives. One thing that I can say when I listen to their stories collectively is that they have a better sense of the fact that they know for sure that they are creating certain things, so they're not going to give up their power to another. So if someone did something to them, they're not going to feel like they are being victimized to that person. They're going to begin to see, okay, how is it that I created this, and what is it that I do to now create something different if I'm not happy with my situation? So that seems to be the collective energy. They seem to feel very empowered by the information that comes through from John Christopher. I do know there was one particular situation with a client from New York who's a teacher, and she, when she first contacted the Healing Center, she was crying, and she just seemed very upset. And at any rate, she was going through a divorce, and she was able to get from the information over time. It was, you know, a lot of sessions that she had that she had choose to have, that no one did anything to her. Like, her husband did not do anything to her by leaving her, that on whatever level it was, she didn't share that part with me, but on whatever level it was, she created to now be out of the divorce. So when she was able to get in touch with that, I believe that's what began to allow her to feel empowered. And today she's happily in another relationship. But she always say, even when she's just calling for a regular session, that she feels that if she did not get that information from John Christopher, she would have just been very depressed.
Ah, wow.
And, you
okay.
know, it's little things like that. I mean, it could be something that's so minor, like a client, she was saying she had something going on with her stomach. I'm not sure what it was. I don't even know exactly what it was, but it was something. And, you know, John Christopher, she said, let her know that it was certain energy that she had to release from her body. And as she released the energy, whatever it was, that ailment would now leave. And she said that, you know, she wasn't having those situations in her stomach area any longer. Again, I'm not really sure what it was, but she was very happy that she was able to shift that energy to create something different within her body.
Ah, okay. So there's some instances of just like a physical healing?
Yes, well, John Christopher states that we can heal ourselves, that we actually can, it's not a gift, it's just something that we have come to Earth with the ability to heal ourselves, but we have forgotten that along the journey. And, if, you know, we can get more in tune with that. We can see how is it that we can actually heal ourselves. He says a lot of the illnesses that enters the body is from the energy that we harbor in the body, whether it's anger, guilt, blame, shame, judgment, and those are the things that create certain illnesses in the body.
Ah. Wow. That's interesting. So, and then what about things dealing with like a mental or emotional upset?
I believe that affects, you know, that is affected by the energies we have in our body as well. And, I mean, I would think that not always you are in a position to heal it yourself, because, I mean, prior to me having to have John Christopher guide me in the way that he's guiding me, I have always had asthma, and I always went to the hospital for my asthma, constantly went to the hospital. And then one day when I was at a family reunion with my family, and I was having an asthma attack, and it was about 6 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I kept waking up my aunt to take me to the doctor, and she wouldn't wake up. She just kept saying that she was tired. She couldn't drive anymore. She drove, you know, very far, and I'm like, I'm having an asthma attack. I'm getting ready to die. I'm having an asthma attack, and it was like she was not hearing me, and I just kept hearing John Christopher say, see your lungs open. Bring white light to your lungs. See your lungs open. Begin to just relax in that energy. And I was like, relaxing that energy? I had to get to the hospital. I'm going to die. But nobody was listening to me. So it was almost like I was forced to relax in that moment, in that energy. And when I did, all of a sudden the wheezing just stopped, as if I received the treatment, because that's what they give you in the hospital. They give you a treatment to open your lungs. And it was as if I had a treatment. So when my aunt woke up several hours later, and she was like, I felt like I was dreaming, and she was waking me up about asthma. Was something going on with you? And I told her that I was having an asthma attack, and she got very frantic, because they get frantic with me with my asthma. And she said, oh, my God, I'm sorry. And I said, no, it's okay. I'm not wheezing anymore. I'm fine. And I never had to go to the hospital, and that had never, ever happened to me.
Oh, wow. Wow. So that part of your life, you have basically put that behind you?
Almost. When I, you know, at times it will surface. Now I'm seeing why it surfaces. It surfaces when I have fear or anxiety, like when I'm going to another, let's say another country to do a workshop, and I begin to get very anxious, and I can actually feel myself putting myself in a state of asthma. So I'm now more in touch with why and how I create it. So when I release the fear and the anxiety, then I release the asthma.
Oh, okay. So the asthma was showing up to let you know, wait, you're getting a little scared here.
Right, exactly.
Huh. That's, to me, what a thing of beauty, because we know in our life stuff comes up, and here you are helping for your own self to connect to, oh, okay, here's this physical condition, and here's some underlying mental emotional disturbance around it. In this case, you know, fear or some anxiety around doing a presentation with your work, you said, possibly in another country. Just, you know, there's a lot of effort to traveling a great distance and then doing presentations with meeting new people.
Right, and then I'm very, very nervous when it comes to speaking in front of a large crowd. But I just, you know, greet them in the beginning, and then, of course, I sit down and I go into a trance. That little bit that I do is almost, I'm almost frantic with that, because I'm so nervous about speaking in front of a large crowd. So I'm working on that. But I'm grateful, because when I come out of the trance, everybody's usually clapping, and they're, you know, so excited that it took all, you know, that when I see them when I come out of the trance, I don't feel any of that. But in that moment of seeing the large crowd, it brings up some anxiety.
Oh, okay. Well, that's certainly a way to kind of validate that when you allow John Christopher to come through you, I mean, that's a totally comfortable experience. And there's no anxiety, there's no fears or concerns. That's just all in place beautifully. And then you're still as a person out there, kind of more fully accepting this role of being the provider, the medium through which John Christopher delivers his information. That they're still like, well, golly, I never imagined myself in front of large groups and all this stuff.
Right.
Huh. Well, that's pretty fun. Now, I'm wondering about different programs. because the world we're dealing with, there's an economic crisis going on, and I don't know, you know, what people can do if there's financial concerns or as you know, how do you take care of that?
Well, John Christopher, he assists with, I mean, any and all areas. He always states that no question is like a little question. Every area, if it's in your life, it's important for you to ask about it. So a lot of times that's about their finances, and it's about the career path, and should I be on this path, and what should I, you know, if not this path, then what is it that I came to Earth to do? So he definitely assists, you know, people with, you know, situations like their finances, or, you know, they come for various reasons to get guidance and assistance from John Christopher. And what I feel is the wonderful thing is he connects directly with that person's energy to let them know, okay, this is what you may choose to do, and this is what may be the outcome if you do this through what you are creating, and still letting that person know you are the creator of it. So however you choose, if you take left or right, that this is, will be maybe the outcome based on what you put forth. So if you would like your finances to change, then this you may choose to do differently, or you may choose to stop doing this, or you may choose to embrace this energy.
Oh. Ah. Now, would there be, for instance, an example of how that happened for one of your clients?
Well, I haven't had anybody tell me exactly how that has happened with them pertaining to their finances, but we have had teleconferences where JC has just spoke about creating wealth, and he talks about, you know, how it's created and how you can block it and so on and so forth. And just from the questions they're asking and from John Christopher connecting with their energy, it appears that they are getting assistance so that they can now create the wealth that they so desire.
Ah, okay. Okay. And now I'm just curious, too, because if someone is in a bad financial situation and wants to avail themselves of session or some of the guidance, how can they still be assisted?
We have a scholarship program at the Healing Center where we assist people if they feel they do not have the monetary requirements for their session. So they actually can go to the Healing Center's website, and when they go to the website, at the bottom there's a link that says scholarships, and they will basically go to the scholarship page, and they will follow the instructions on the page, and they will get assistance to have the session. No one has ever been denied a session.
Ah, okay. Well, I like this. I want to certainly invite our listeners to visit this part of your website, the www.thehealingcenterjs.com, and then click on scholarships, because very often we're told, well, you know, just let us know what you want. And here I see that you do an example of a sample letter that's coming from Victim Energy, and a sample letter coming from Empowering Energy,
mm-hmm.
which to me is a healing in and of itself.
Yes.
To be able to do that contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So here a person kind of feeling like a victim might be saying, I'm requesting a partial scholarship because I don't have enough money to cover my session. I've had a lot of problems. I need your help really bad. My husband left me, took all the money. Now I don't have any money to do the things I would like to do. And then here is an empowering example, and I like that you put this forward to help guide us to the Healing Center. I'm requesting consideration for a partial scholarship to assist me with my session. I feel you should consider me because I am deserving of everything wonderful in life. This will assist me in getting clear with some questions that I have.
And even when you read that, when you read the first one, it felt different than when you read the second, when you were reading the second one. So you can just feel the difference in the energy. So when they first come to the Healing Center and they feel like they would like some assistance, and they would like some assistance because they don't have the money, we don't even... we don't want them to feel like they don't have and that you cannot have. So we would like for them to enter into the relationship with the Healing Center already coming feeling empowered.
Ah, great. Great. And that's what you're offering to help support them on this pathway by giving these
yes.
sample letters.
Yes.
I think that's just a wonderful piece because I haven't seen that on any other websites. I haven't looked at all the websites because there's a bunch of them out there.
Right.
but to hear to have some guidance here, this is a couple of different ways to ask. You've got needs, and here's two ways, and we prefer you ask from a place of feeling empowered rather than a victim.
Yeah.
And I think that's just great. Thank you very much for bringing that forward.
Thank you.
Now, I'm just wondering, you've done workshops, you say, like all over the world, right?
Yes, I have done workshops, and it's just wonderful to be able to do these workshops to assist people. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's great. I'm just wondering, are there ways, to be able to view, I don't know if they're videos or audio, different things. What's available to be able to partake of some of that past sharings of John Christopher?
Okay, they can. There are some clippings on YouTube of some of the past workshops, and they can actually go to YouTube and put in my name, Jamila Shabazz, spelled Jamillah, last name Shabazz, and there are quite a few clippings from various workshops, from various television interviews where I actually channeled John Christopher on television. So they can get to view some of that and get some of John Christopher's insight. And as well, they can have a copy of the entire workshop by purchasing the Imprints of the Soul CD.
Oh, okay. So they can get little excerpts from it to for free on YouTube to kind of get an example of, hey, this is some of what John Christopher has to share, and if they like that, they could get that entire presentation and contact you for a session and either cover the cost in full or put forward a scholarship being guided by a good way to ask.
Yeah.
Well, boy, I think that's pretty good. Now, you've been doing the Healing Center for how long?
For about 7 years.
7 years, okay. And I'm just kind of curious as to how you're projecting some of the growth of what you want to be doing.
What is in the works now is actually my second book. The first book is The Amazing Pain, A Blessing in Disguise, and I'm actually working on my second book, where John Christopher will be talking about relationships, all types of relationships, the relationships that we have with our parents, the relationships that we have in our marriage, the relationships we have with our boss. How do we recognize why these gifts are coming to us from certain relationships? And right now as I'm speaking, he's letting me know also the relationships that people feel they don't have with their parents because they don't know their parents or they were adopted. That's a gift within itself as well. And he's letting them, he's going to connect to let them know how these gifts have come about, why they come about, why is it that certain gifts come into a relationship. When I say gifts, he calls them gifts, but we call them challenges. He said, there's no challenges on your path. All of them are gifts that you give yourself to assist yourself on your life journey. So basically that's what the second book is going to be about. How do we get past some of the things that happen in relationships?
Okay. Now, your first book, am I understanding you're still, is that being like republished or?
That's still in process. It's still in process now.
Okay.
Just went through the editing phase, and it's, like I said, it's The Amazing Pain, Blessing in Disguise. And what it basically is, it takes the readers through my journey from a child until when I started the Healing Center, the paranormal experiences I was having, the challenges that I had, growing up, whether it was abuse or whether it was abusive relationships, and how is it that all of that led up to where I am today, and that's why it's entitled The Amazing Pain, A Blessing in Disguise, because I didn't see it as a blessing. Of course, I never saw any of that as a blessing, but now as I'm doing the work that I do, I can see where all of it played out for a reason. And after, that's the first part of the book. After the readers read that part, then John Christopher is having certain dialogues with clients of the Healing Center, and each dialogue is put into a chapter where he begins to talk about different situations. He talks about relationships. He talks about money and the energy behind lottery, because a lot of people wanted to know that. So what we did was we allow the client to have a one-on-one dialogue with John Christopher about the information they would like to know, and then we put it in the book verbatim. So it was a lot of good questions that the clients asked.
Ah, wow, okay. So we have basically your autobiography,
mm-hmm.
that's your first book, The Amazing Pain. I think of the song Amazing Grace.
Right.
And there we have Amazing Pain, and subtitled. No, I can't say this. It hurts so good. No.
The Amazing Pain, A Blessing in Disguise.
That's right. We gotta get the name right here.
That was funny.
Good. That was the idea. And it's nice to know, as an example, there's myself, listeners out there, people that you work with, that we've got these gifts to share, and you don't have to complete one book at a time. You can be doing one thing and get another project going, and just be with the creative flow. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Right, and there's also a documentary that's being done on my life and what is it that I do at the Healing Center, and me bringing forth John Christopher. A lot of that will be in the documentary as well. So hopefully people will be able to view that as soon as it reaches the airwaves soon.
Oh, now I'm not sure. I'm looking on your homepage here at Testimonials, and I see a testimonial from Tracy Robinson, who is the producer of a documentary called Thug Angel, The
mm-hmm.
Life of an Outlaw, which is about hip-hop artist Tupac Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, I didn't know if you happened to be able to get Tracy Robinson there to help with your documentary.
Tracy Robinson, she is definitely a part of this project with the documentary. She, when I met her, when she approached me for it, she actually approached me about the documentary, and she is definitely a big part of this project, and she's very excited to get this documentary out to the world where people will be able to get some information and some insights from John Christopher.
Ah, well, hooray.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, it's good that you're getting some talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, when you go to the website and you look, Tracy Robinson did some great work on that documentary about the life of Tupac Shakur, and now she's turning to a documentary about you, Jamila Shabazz,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's opening up another pathway of let's see the story of someone who's out there just bringing forth a lot of positive energy and love energy and healing energy. So to me, that would be a documentary I'd sure look forward to seeing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'm kind of curious. Things, one of my guests coming up, this is Dr. Meg Blackburn Lucy, who wrote some books, The Children of Now, Parenting the Children of Now, a lot about the children kind of being born in last generation, this generation, that have some amazing intuitive abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of curious what it was like for you when you first discovered this stuff.
Well, initially, I remember my very initial feeling that something felt different was when I would be, I was young, I must have been maybe 6 or 7, and I would be lying down, and it would just feel like I'm going through a tunnel, but I'm awake, but I'm not feeling like I'm there, and it just felt like I was twirling around in this tunnel, and that was the first, what I thought was a little strange and abnormal. Why am I feeling this, but I'm still here, but I'm feeling like I'm somewhere else. And but I never shared it with anybody because it just, I didn't even know how to put it into words. I just experienced it. And then in my teenage years, I began to feel myself leaving my body, and that really scared me. So I began to reach out to my Uncle Phil, who had lived in the same building, and I began to tell him some of the things that I was experiencing, especially seeing spirits and seeing them, and then all of a sudden when you look again, they're gone, like in a matter of a second. And I didn't know what any of that was about and why were they, I felt at that time, why were they bothering me? And he always allowed me to feel safe. He said, they're not going to do anything to you, that they're just around you, they're protecting you. And he would call me Mel. He would say, Mel, you're okay, you're fine. You know, they're not going to do anything to you. You're just picking up on energy. You're fine. Everything will be okay. And that's pretty much what he always told me. As I got later into my teenage years, I began to realize that they were giving me messages to give to people. And that's what I had begun to do. When they would give me a message, I would give it to the person. And then there were times when I didn't give it, because I was a little alarmed by the message. So I would be scared to give it because I wasn't comfortable in giving it. I know one time I was given a message to tell a person at that time. It was my husband, and I was guided to tell him not to visit his mother. And I didn't feel comfortable telling him not to visit his mother because that was his mother. So I just didn't deliver the message. And then around 6 in the morning, I felt a very strange feeling like something had happened, and I went to where he was at his mother's house. At that time, it was a couple of hours away on a train that I had taken, and when he saw me, he just started screaming and crying and said that he was robbed at gunpoint. And in that moment, I felt like I was guided to tell him not to go, but I didn't tell him because I got in the way of the message.
And here's something interesting, too. We get a piece of information. You were guided to tell him, don't go to visit your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and maybe most people, I don't know, I haven't done a survey. Raise your hands. No, I'm just kidding. would hear that and would think, wow, it's something about him and his mother, or you and his mother, something
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
And then we go, wait, there's more that meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that interesting?
Really, because
here was this other part of the whole ambience of in the process of him going to see his mother, was putting himself in danger because of another situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it would have been nice if you'd have got me insight that said, look, on your way to your mother, someone's going to stick you up. So I would say, call her on the phone. And,
exactly.
And that way you won't get robbed.
Right. Exactly. And see, what I've learned now in my years of the communication is to just trust. Because they don't tell you everything. It's never come through where you just know exactly. It's going to happen like this, A, B, C, D, E. No, they just give you enough. And now you, with your free will, you make whatever choice you choose to make. So they say jump. I'm like, ha ha, you want me to jump? I'm jumping right now. You ain't got to say it twice.
that's wonderful. Well, Jamel, this is just such a treat. I am sure, my listeners are just feeling so blessed to to have the opportunity and want to make sure they get a chance to jot down the note on your website, the www.thehealingcenterjs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good way to go on the web and reach you.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to thank you for taking time to be a guest on the show. And we want to thank our sponsor, AdvancedLiving.com, a home of that comfort technology. Plug it in, and the energy around you gets better, and you sleep better, and you feel better, and you think more clearly. We want to thank Advanced Living for bringing the show to us today. And just, Jamila, I so appreciate the work you're doing and the opportunity to learn about it and help get the word out there.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I thank the listening audience for listening, and I feel very honored to have had this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, it's mutual. And beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in, and tune in every week for more fun and adventure on Advanced Living. Until we meet again, I want to say God bless and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God bless you.